Lee, I don't know how all this ends. I mean, I'm just listening to your news.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Democrats suing to get access to their criminals and gangbangers.
Yeah.
Who are their most valued voters. They care about them more than anybody else. Clearly, I mean, you could tell that from just watching what the Democrats do. But here is, and I want to remind people, this is Senator Chris Murphy. And he's on MSNBC, and they're very angry, the host of MSNBC, that not enough is being done for these illegals. And Chris Murphy, Democrat senator, U.S. senator, flat out says, Democrats care more about illegals than anybody else. And so they're not hiding this. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I have the button turned on. Here we go.
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when
he flat out says it. I mean, just says they're not hiding it. Mm-hmm. We come second to whatever criminal flavor of the week that ICE has picked up. Right. Well, I'd wondered if this has happened. There's this undertone in the Democrat Party now of, you know, because Trump is going after these criminals, they start to love the criminals. Just because if Trump doesn't like them, then they love them. Like to the point where they just tolerated criminals before because they're Democrats. But now there's this, you know, celebration seeing them as these great folk heroes of violence, fellow fighters.
Right.
And it showed up in the Harvard-Harris survey. I meant to make more of this yesterday. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. Okay. When asked, do you oppose localities, cities, whatever, blocking the deportation of convicted criminal illegal aliens? Convicted criminal, and it was very clear, not those convicted on immigration charges. No, no, no. Like crimes, real, actual crimes. 48% of Democrats supported sanctuary cities. 48% of Democrats said, we oppose ICE picking up these criminals. Now, that's not a majority, but it almost is.
Yeah.
48%. That's across the country, by the way. So you go to a place like California, New York, I mean, you're probably going to get majorities of Democrats. Like, no, we don't care. Violent criminals, just let them go. Let them out on the street. Oppose blocking the deportation of convicted criminals was the question. So you end up getting 48%. Saying, yeah, I oppose the deportation. I want to keep them here.
So I guess the converse of that is, are you in favor of American citizens being victims of crimes by people who are in the country illegally and already convicted of other crimes?
And they'll probably tell you no in majority numbers because they don't live in reality. They don't connect the dots. I mean, they're not very self-aware people, least self-aware people on the planet. So Democrats want this. They want them out. They want them walking the streets. They want to be with them. They want to celebrate them. This is who they are. And that is really scary, given this other Rasmussen poll this week, where party favorability, not Trump, but just Republicans versus Democrats, has pulled even.
No.
The public has an even perception of both parties. Now, there's other polls showing the opposite, so that's still good. But what does that mean? They can still get in power. They could. And I mean, if you are at a majority view or near majority view or even just half of your party that's like, hey, no, I want to protect that criminal illegal immigrant. I think he should roam the streets. We're going to lose territory in this country to violent gangsters, especially when you have people like Zohan, you know, Mankami, and he's, you know, wants to defund the police. He now says he doesn't, but he's lying. He wants to defund the police. I mean, police on a, you know, kept on a leash, illegals allowed to run free. We're going to see things in this country. We're going to have no-go zones in this country that used to be Democrat cities where people have fled in huge numbers. We've had more than 2 million people leave New York since 2012. That just came out.
Yeah.
So you're going to have normal Americans who Democrats do not prioritize fleeing, and it's going to be just an influx of cartels of increasingly violent people from all over the world. And I don't know how we fight this except continue to expose them and hope for sanity. But it's not here. This is spreading, and it's not good.
And you have Democrats admitting in public
mm-hmm.
that yes, we want illegal immigrants in here so that we can beef up the numbers when we do redistricting. Of course, it's called gerrymandering when Republicans do it, but it's redistricting when Democrats do it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, there's a big push for that now. Trump is not messing around. He wants to by the way, I didn't realize this. You know, the Constitution says you have to do the census every 10 years? I didn't realize you could do it more than 10 years.
Yes.
But you can.
Yes.
So he wants to redo the census. And Ron DeSantis did a press conference on this yesterday saying we need to do this without counting the illegals. And DeSantis was talking about, he said, we'll probably pick up half a dozen House seats just in California alone.
Well, I have no problem counting illegal immigrants that are in this country. I mean, because we do need to know.
Right.
The problem is they should not be counted in the tally when it comes time for figuring out congressional districting, because they should not vote. And of course, in a federal law, they can't. But of course, we've got municipalities and some counties and states that are trying to push to allow illegal immigrants to vote, saying that they have a vested interest in it. Well, it's like, okay, then become a citizen and be a part of it.
And this is why they want the criminals on the street, so they can be counted.
Right.
By the way, the good news here is 69% of independents are like, no, we should deport criminal illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. So it's only Democrats. It's the plurality of Democrats, 48%, still want them to leave. And to even if you commit crimes, you can't be deported. You just walk around the streets. And what they're saying is, we will treat you like an American. If an American commits a crime, pretty much short of murder, you can bond out. And we're just going to consider you an American and let you bond out, even if you've come here to commit crime. That's okay. And the problem with that is, Lee, you know, you're always, American society, you're always going to have a certain percentage of criminals, and there are a certain percentage of criminals going to be bonded out awaiting trial, right? Mm-hmm. But when you have these policies and you hide them in sanctuary cities, you're going to attract the criminal element the world over to come here, who otherwise would not have.
Right.
And so you're going to have massive influx of herds of criminals, as we did under the Democrats.
Well, yeah, exactly. We had the perfect example of that with the Biden administration and their border policy.
Yes. And you end up with a situation, and I didn't do enough on this yesterday either. I can't believe I only did it one time. Shame on me. I'm going to do this over the next couple of days again and again and again, because people need to hear this number, because it is so astonishing. What just happened in Houston? ICE just put out its numbers for the first 6 months, just Houston, Texas, the first 6 months of the year, 215 child sex offenders. They've either got pending charges for sex offending, and many of them have convictions for sex offense. 215 just in Houston illegal immigrants. They picked them up in the last 6 months. Can you imagine how many are in Texas? Why are they coming here? There is a magnet here for some reason that was created by the Democrats. And one of these, this guy, listen to this. This is from townhall.com from ICE. This illegal alien had been committing violent crimes in the U.S. for nearly 15 years. He is a convicted child sex offender who has a rap sheet that includes an arrest for domestic assault and multiple driving offenses under Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota. This sicko was living in Minnesota without consequence. Instead of comparing ICE law enforcement to Gestapo, Governor Walz should be thanking our brave law enforcement for arresting these violent criminals. The reason he's in the news is because they caught him in Texas, but he had been let out in Minnesota. So it shows that they move around and whatever. Houston is a sanctuary city. Well, here's the thing. Think about this a minute. Okay, these aren't even just rapists, Lee. Okay, these are child sex offenders. They're not even counting like, you know, you're a creepy rapist wacko, illegal immigrant, let in by Joe Biden. These just in child sex offenders, 215 caught and rounded up by ICE in Houston in just the last 6 months.
Of course, the next question is how many of them are still out there?
Oh, a ton, I'm sure. Yeah. That's just what they caught. They don't want to be caught. They're on the run. How many of them are in the upstate?
Yeah,
I'm sure there's some.
Yeah.
It's a shame our highway patrol is not hunting them. It's a shame. They pull one of them over, they got to let him go. Thank you, Henry McMaster. It's what he wants. We could be like Florida. You're in Florida, you're an illegal. You don't even dare to get in a car anymore because they pull you, man. You're going back where you came from because they're all deputized as federal immigration officers. But we're not, because Henry won't do it. And folks, understand, there's 105,000 illegal immigrants in this state, South Carolina, according to Center for Immigration Studies, and 35% of them have criminal records. And just driving around, doing what they want, driving drunk, shooting people up. Some of them, I'm sure, are good people. Some of them are rapists, though. Some of them are child sex offenders. So, by the way, in the governor's campaign so far, Nancy Mace and Ellen Wilson have committed to building an alligator Alcatraz here and deputizing all state law enforcement as federal agents, as Trump asked back in February. So that's good. Hopefully we'll get Pam Evett on soon. I'm negotiating to have her on the show and we'll see what she thinks.